want. All right, you two wiseacres. Welcome back, my friend, Chef and a Fat Man, live from Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, where we're celebrating holidays all the way up through. So if you're Jewish, we've got our Hanukkah representative. If you're Irish, we got me. If you got Portuguese or whatever, you've got Chef Amanda. And if you've got coon ass, you got my wife. You do?
She's from South Louisiana.
She's so much prettier than you'll ever be, Kevin.
Oh, well, my goodness. Kevin, you just got the glare that you're going to get a smack.
Thank you very much. Once again, accuracy in reporting, unlike mainstream media. But anyway, my friends, we are all about celebrating the holidays. And you know, holiday season is for family, it's for friends. It's to laugh. It's not just stress. It's food. It's fun. It's a celebration. And what better place right here at Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. Now, I lied. Last second, I'll come right out and admit it. I lied. I said it was going to be a potato show because we were going to do two variations of potatoes of recipes you can use for your holidays, which will blow your friends away and family. But then I was reminded, I really knew it. Chef Amanda, I really knew
you had those nasty, vulgar, stinky, evil Brussels sprout. Yeah.
And everybody that's tried them has just said it's the best they've ever eaten.
It is. Because it tastes hideous. You know why? No, here's the deal. So these Brussels sprouts, for those of you that don't like Brussels sprouts, you might want to give this a try. You take Brussels sprouts, you want to cut them in half. Don't ever cook them whole because they need to steam. Cut in half.
Then throw them away.
And you could throw them away or you could do what I do, which makes it even better. Toss them in olive oil, little salt and pepper, or roast them at 400 on the Big Green Egg until they're nice and, you know.
You're looking for roasted. A char.
You're looking for a char. And shake them a couple times while they're on the egg. And then when they come off, top them with Kevin's favorite ingredient, bacon. And then you also toss all of that in the secret ingredient, which is the maple boy chili sauce.
Secret ingredient. What is it?
That was creepy.
Maple boy chili sauce.
Yep.
Okay.
It is a secret ingredient. And it is a it's a Thai chili sauce. It's kind of sweet. And it's available in a lot of grocery stores. If you can't find maple boy, a Taste of Thai, who you will see everywhere in the Chinese section of foods, they also make a version of it. But truthfully, the maple boy is what most of the restaurants use.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, there you have it. Now, if you want to ruin bacon, add it to Brussels sprouts.
All right.
I mean, I really have a thing against Brussels sprouts.
I can see that.
Yeah.
What has a Brussels sprout ever done to you?
Well, I will tell you the story now that you ask.
Oh, God.
Growing up, my parents believed in Jolly Green Giant. Now, for this young couple that's right here, they have no idea who I'm talking about.
Aww.
They have no idea about cooking pouches.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they know organic. They know everything fresh. And I was growing up in the era of TV dinners, which they probably never heard of. They're like, giving me this look like, wow, you're like really old. And I haven't had my hair colored recently, so I look really old. But anyway, I digress. My mother used to get these pouches of Jolly Green Giant Brussels sprouts, which were in a butter sauce. And what you did was you take that frozen pouch, you dropped it in boiling water. Don't act like you know what they are. You've never heard of it.
Yeah.
And what happens is you pull them out, you cut the bag open, and you pour these disgusting things in a bowl. And my mother was great on desserts. She would make a pineapple upside down cake that was to die for. So she would make it every time she'd do the Brussels sprouts or canned asparagus or anything like that.
Canned asparagus?
Yeah,
no.
Lived up north.
No wonder you don't like vegetables.
You don't get
sorry, Grandma Jenkins.
You don't get asparagus and Brussels sprouts all year long. You get them for about a month. You know, so, but you got to eat it the rest of the time. So anyway, she would make that nasty stuff, and then you'd have to eat it. Or you didn't get any pineapple upside down cake.
Uh-huh, okay.
So I would eat it, run to the bathroom, get rid of it, come back, and I'd have to finish my helping.
You didn't have a dog?
No, I would never feed my dog. No. But anyway, that's the story. That's why I was traumatized as a youth. Why I cannot eat Brussels sprouts, asparagus, or anything, but I'm a killer on corn on the cob. I like veggies like green beans. See, I like to smother green beans with bacon and chicken stock, and put it in a pressure cooker and pressure it for about 15, 20 minutes till they're limp, shriveled green beans. Then cook it down with that bacon.
Shriveled?
Yeah. Shriveled. Well, you know. Anyway, so you make these. How long does it take you to really prep time and cook time? Now, these recipes, even this nasty Brussels sprout recipe, will be available on chefandfatman.com.
Delicious Brussels sprout recipe.
Now, I did meet the couple that was here last week.
Yep.
They happened to come back.
Aw.
And they said, how do we hear your show? I said, you go Podbean, iTunes, Chef and a Fat Man. And he said, right there, he said, right there, and he goes, this is the new way. I have no idea what I was saying. So he goes, well, I have my podcast right here. He clicks a podcast button. All these podcasts come up. And he goes, how would I look it up? I said, Chef and a Fat Man. Yes, Chef and a Fat Man. Bink. There it is. He goes, subscribe. Gotcha. Every week. Let me listening. Because we taught him about mayonnaise on a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Mayonnaise your turkey. That is a beautiful thing. If you mayonnaise your turkey, it will do you well. If you mayonnaise your steak, if you mayonnaise your chicken, your fish, even if you have an air fryer, which is kind of hip and cool because now I'm being the slave to good eating and health that I am. This couple over here is having a lot of fun at my expense. I wish you could see them. They have the face and look for TV. I don't. So anyway, they're over here laughing and chortling, I think, which is beyond laughing. But they would find, I took this air fryer and I took a chicken thigh or chicken strips, and I layer them in mayonnaise and I roll them in seasoned panko and then put them on the air fryer, 6 minutes on each side. They're crispy, tasty, and juicy chicken tenders. It also is great for taking fried chicken or anything else that you want to reheat. Put it in that air fryer. Oh, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Should I tell my... No, I won't. I'll share the pizza later on in the holiday season when people are tired of everything else.
All right.
They eat pizza. So, we have the Brussels sprout recipe. And you guys got to try some more food. I mean, you look like you haven't eaten in a while. You know? Just saying. Kind of emaciated looking.
You know, what? Kevin's going by the old school train of thought is never trust a skinny chef.
Hey, now.
Well, you know, the old school, like I said, train of thought. But I think that... Right?
But all these recipes are available on chefandafatman.com. It's a clunky website that we're improving upon. But it's a lot of fun, and we are going to we got so many good changes, so many new things coming up. But after 17 years, you figure we get something right. I know what we do have right, hundreds of recipes on that website.
That's
so
it.
You can go and get the recipes. You can go and find out about the shows. Now, I'll tell you what, this would be a good time to take a break, wouldn't you say, in there, engineer? We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, what are we going to do next? Since you've ruined the show to start off with the Brussels
sprouts. We're going to do sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. A sweet potato.
Sweet potato mash. And we're going to talk a little bit about brisket for Hanukkah.
Oh, there we go. Mm-hmm. Hanukkah brisket and sweet potatoes. That's something I could wrap my head around.
Don't they say Hanukkah's a festivus for the rest of us?
In some shows, they do.
I like when I was in Israel. It's not Hanukkah. It's Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
It's like
the hard C.
Yeah, yes, they do.
Hanukkah.
It's neat. It's like I said. They said, "Well, do you like hummus?" I said, "What? Hummus?" I said, "What is that?" They showed me. I said, "Hummus." No, hummus.
So before we break, I used to teach preschool in the summers when I was in high school, and we had a little boy who was from Israel. And when he'd get mad at one of his friends, he'd go, "You cannot come to my house." And he was so stinking cute. He was like 2 years old.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you what.
Accent.
These holiday shows are going to be special, man. I can't wait. When we come back, it's going to be sweet potatoes.
Taters.
And brisket coming your way. Compliments of Chef and the Fat Man. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. We say that here. We'll be right back.